For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, bringing you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. This is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is also a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can ask questions and get answers. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Another point I want to bring up that's so brilliant. Village Green has set up IQU Health, IQYOUHealth.com. And this is their resource for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via laboratory findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. The term used is epibiogenetics, and I'm saying that slowly so you catch it. Epibiogenetics. And the information provided is a blueprint of your own current health issues and predispositions. The findings and the recommendations can be shared with your healthcare providers. So it's IQYOUHealth.com. Please visit the site. It's fascinating. And this is another reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Our guest today is a familiar guest, Dr. Anthony Thomas. He's Director of Scientific Affairs for Gero Formulas, and our subject is important nutrients for eye health. And I'm always fascinated by eye health. Let me talk to you about Dr. Thomas. He earned his BA in Nutrition, Food Science, and Dietetics from California State University, Northridge. His doctorate in nutritional biology from the University of California at Davis, and he conducted postdoctoral research at the University of California, Los Angeles, Larry Hillblom Islet Research Center. And his primary research interests have focused on the influence of dietary and lifestyle factors, all of them on chronic cardiovascular metabolic diseases, including obesity, insulin resistance syndrome, and type 2 diabetes. He has authored and co-authored multiple peer-reviewed scientific manuscripts and has served as a referee with relevant expertise in the fields of nutrition, obesity, and diabetes for multiple scientific journals. Welcome to the show, Dr. Thomas.
Hi, Dana. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you again.
Yes, we always have a good discussion, and eye health is so important, but you and I were also speaking about what helps the eyes can also help the cardiovascular system, immunity, and more. But we're focusing in on what the eyes need to function appropriately.
Absolutely. Many of these nutrients have overlapping biological functions in a variety of ways, and we often think about it in a certain term, such as the eyes, but in fact, some of the nutrients that we'll be talking about have broad beneficial effects throughout the body.
Yes, they do. And I must say, Gero has been very diligent in this aspect of nutrition, and it is ever so important. So let's give some background on the eyes, what the retina is, the macula is, because some people may not be familiar with some of those terms.
Right. So the retina is the light-sensitive tissue that lines the inside of the eye. It contains cells called photoreceptor cells, which are directly sensitive to light. So this is the functional part of the eye with regard to vision. And structures in front of the eye, the cornea and lens, will focus light on the macula. And the macula is the functional center of that light-sensitive tissue, the retina. And that's because it has the strongest concentration of these photoreceptor cells that's responsible for high acuity vision and so seen in fine detail and sharpness. This is achieved with the macula. And because it's enriched in these photoreceptor cells that have an abundance of unsaturated fatty acids such as the omega-3 DHA, and their high metabolic demand, meaning they consume a lot of oxygen, and also with this concentration of light, these three factors make that region of the eye particularly vulnerable to oxidative stress. And these unsaturated fatty acids can be oxidized, which can compromise visual function over time, and in fact contribute to vision loss as we age. And so the body, of course, has some built-in protective mechanisms. And there's something called macular pigment that sits in front of these photoreceptor cells in the macula. And it's comprised of these nutrients that we can only get from the diet, lutein and zeaxanthin. It's also it also has another component, another form of zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, which is not really found in the diet, but it can be made in a body from lutein. And these three pigment molecules basically form a filter that helps filter out this high intensity short wavelength light we call blue light that can be very damaging to the eyes, and also improves visual performance. So important biological function, and yet we need to get these nutrients from the diet because they are not made in the body.
Yes, that's important. It's extremely important, and especially because of the intensity and the increase in exposure to our devices, complicated by the fact that when we use those devices, we don't blink very often, and therefore there's a lot going wrong that can be damaging to the eye. Can you talk to us about the damage? How does that damage occur?
Right. So, you know, it's funny because a lot of us know to protect our eyes from the sun. We're afraid of UV damage, right? So we wear sunglasses, protective eye gear. And yet not many of us think about protecting our eyes against this high-intensity, short-wavelength blue light. And as you mentioned, this light is strongly emitted from many of the devices we use every day. So our computer screens, our smartphones, our laptops, indoor artificial lighting, so LED and CFL bulbs. And that's going to represent a single bulb. So we're constantly exposed to this blue light well above what we're an evolutionary perspective. And so these macular carotenoids, lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin, they are fat-soluble antioxidants. So they function by quenching free radicals, so as a direct antioxidant, but also, as I mentioned before, they actually filter out that damaging blue light before it can get to the photoreceptor cells of the macula and cause oxidative damage. So I think this is an indirect antioxidant function. And I guess a good analogy might be, think of them as internal blue light blocking sunglasses. So strong internal sunglasses with healthy levels of lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin will protect the eyes against harmful blue light and support visual function as we age. Whereas if you're not getting enough of these nutrients in the diet, then you'll have these weak internal sunglasses with low levels of these macular carotenoids, which can lead to oxidative stress in these photoreceptor cells, and that can compromise visual function over time. And you know, all you have to do is look outside and say, well, we may have heard of a term called age-related macular degeneration. Now, this is the leading cause of vision loss in the developed world, including the U.S. So as we age, you have increased risk of vision loss due to degeneration of macular pigment, and therefore more of this damaging light is getting to the macula and compromising visual function by oxidizing these unsaturated fatty acids that are in the membranes of these photoreceptor cells. And thus, over time, with extensive damage, there's progressive vision loss. So this is really a very important protective mechanism the body has. But of course, it's completely relying on our dietary intake. And unfortunately, you know, when I look at statistics, most Americans have less than one serving a day of vegetables. And lutein and zeaxanthin are often found in dark green leafy vegetables, such as kale, Swiss chard, spinach. And so even if you eat the recommended daily servings of fruits and vegetables, you still might not be getting enough lutein and zeaxanthin if you're not eating particular vegetables that might be rich in these nutrients. And so when you're not consuming nearly enough, and data suggests that most Americans consume, you know, less than 2 milligrams of these nutrients daily, whereas most research suggests much higher levels are needed to support visual function and protect the macula as we age. So this is one of those areas where I feel supplementation really has an opportunity to fill that nutrient gap and safeguard against inadequate dietary exposure to these critical nutrients to protect the eyes. And as you mentioned earlier, it actually has benefits well beyond the eyes as well.
Well, I think this is important to know, and I want to emphasize, I've repeated this a number of times, that the body regulates nutrients. It doesn't regulate medications. They are metabolized, medications are metabolized through the body, but when the body is deficient in a given nutrient, signals go out for the gut to absorb more and for the kidneys to retain more. When the body is sufficient in a given nutrient, the signal goes out to absorb less and retain less. This is called homeostasis, and it is the reason why nutrients are so helpful and the harm is so low. The toxicity is incredibly low. And I always compare this to the bank. If you have money in your pocket and you walk by the bank and don't put the money in the bank, you're not going to earn interest. And the only way to help the body is to make sure we are giving it the opportunity to absorb what it needs, retain what it needs, and that balancing act happens in the body, whether we want it to or not. It's a brilliant system, and it's why we're all here today. So we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. Folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415. West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, trying to bring to you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, today we're having an interesting discussion with Dr. Anthony Thomas. He's Director of Scientific Affairs for Gero Formulas, and our subject is important nutrients for eye health. And let's carry this conversation forward, Dr. Thomas. You've been talking to us about lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin. Those are hard words to say, aren't they? Tell us how they work, why they work.
Yeah, they certainly are a mouthful, aren't they? Well, again, we were saying that neural tissue, such as the eyes, but also the brain, they're enriched in fat. And not any fat, but highly unsaturated fatty acids, meaning they have multiple double bonds. And so we often think of something like the omega-3 DHA as being important to eye and brain health. And many people will supplement this nutrient into their diet. But again, because this fatty acid is so unsaturated, and these tissues consume a lot of oxygen because they're very metabolically active, and then with the eyes, of course, the high-intensity light exposure, this makes these tissues particularly vulnerable to oxidative stress. So thus, the body needs very effective and stable fat-soluble antioxidants to protect these unsaturated fatty acids from oxidation. And so another fat-soluble antioxidant that I think many people would be familiar with is vitamin E, and certainly vitamin E is associated with health benefits related to the eyes and brain. However, lutein and zeaxanthin are very unique in that they are preferentially accumulated and deposited into the eyes and the brain. And so we said that these are dietary carotenoids. They have to come from the diet. Another dietary carotenoid that people may be familiar with, and the most prominent one in our diets, is beta carotene. This is the vitamin A precursor. Now, lutein represents the predominant carotenoid in the brain, despite not being the predominant carotenoid in our diet. And that's, again, because it's specifically accumulated in this tissue. And not only that, is lutein and zeaxanthin have this structural difference relative to beta carotene and other carotenes, and that they have these two chemical groups on each end of this straight molecule, and those act as anchors in the plasma membrane. And so it can orient this molecule perpendicular across the membrane and anchor it at each side, which allows it to be very stable within the membrane. So when you consume this nutrient, it actually accumulates and sticks around for a while. It's not as if you take it, it has some activity and then goes away. As you mentioned before, they're serving structural roles and accumulated in the body. And so the body knows to specifically accumulate these very effective fat-soluble antioxidants, and specifically within two tissues, the eye and the brain, that are particularly vulnerable to oxidative stress. And it's because of this that these nutrients are as I consider, like the premier fat-soluble antioxidants to protect against membrane oxidation. So, you know, again, most people out there have heard of the omega-3 fatty acid, DHA and EPA, and they'll supplement with those. They'll put them into, you know, infant formulas now because they see them as important for the developing brain. But if you're going to supplement with DHA, you most certainly should be supplementing with lutein and zeaxanthin, because that is essentially nature's chosen antioxidant to protect those unsaturated fatty acids in the eyes and the brain against oxidation. And they are also doing that in other body tissues as well, circulating lipoproteins within the skin. It actually can reduce UV-induced light damage to the skin, kind of like an internal sunscreen. So these are really amazing fat-soluble antioxidants that we need to get from our diet. And just, unfortunately, we are not getting enough.
Well, we're not, certainly not getting it in the diet. And for those people who may be using antacids, who may be taking diuretics, you can lose many nutrients that way. In other words, you are going behind the body and blocking the body taking in the nutrients it needs. So we always pay attention, especially in the population that's over 40. I used to say over 60, now I say over 40, because each decade we're breaking down more than we did the decade before, and I'm not trying to sound like Henny Penny and the sky is falling down, but that's the case. And so we need to be more diligent, but we also need to be diligent with kids. Talk to us about the importance of including these supplements and these foods in the diets of children.
Yeah, you know, I have to say this is particularly an area of interest for me of late, because my son was born not that long ago. He's now 20 months old, and my wife is actually entering her third trimester. She's pregnant with our daughter, who's due early next year. So this is something I've been thinking a lot about, this early life nutrition, because it has the opportunity to impact health throughout life. And so, as I mentioned earlier, lutein is the predominant carotenoid in the brain, and this is for both infants and children as well as adults. But in infants, there's about 2 times more lutein than there is in adults. So representing more than half of all carotenoids in the brain is lutein. So this suggests that that's playing a very important role in brain development. And newborns are particularly susceptible to oxidative stress because they lack inherent antioxidant defenses. And of course, there's a sharp increase in oxygen exposure after birth, since the intrauterine life is characterized by low oxygen levels. And they've actually shown that supplementation with lutein in the first hours of life can actually reduce postpartum oxidative stress. And so lutein can be in breast milk, but it's all dependent on mom's dietary intake. And so breast milk is a particularly bioavailable source that's well absorbed by the body. But again, if mom's not getting this critical nutrient, and most data would suggest that she's not in the U.S. consuming a typical diet, then the baby won't be getting enough. And they've recognized how important this nutrient is. And you'll see that some infant formulas are starting to incorporate lutein into it, although it's not routinely done. And also, infant formula is not as bioavailable to the body as it is inherently through breast milk. And so you may need to take more lutein if the infant is consuming formula. And so this is an active area of research, and they're finding that lutein is actually associated with cognitive function and potentially development. So this is a very active area, and now we really want to make sure this nutrient is getting to not just adults. As you mentioned, we often think about things when our health starts to decline. We say, oh, well, we want to offset that decline, but really we should take a more preventative approach and say, I'm going to really try to make myself really healthy and maintain that before that decline starts to happen. And that should hopefully either push back the decline and help offset it or reduce it altogether. So we really need to think proactively about getting these nutrients into the diets of infants and children so that they're exposed. And again, Most infant formulas now will be fortified with the omega-3 fatty acid DHA because it's recognized as an important component to brain development, which is, you know, this is the brain is the fastest growing organ in the human body in that first year of life. And parents may often hear the term the first 1,000 days. And this is essentially in utero and in the first 2 years of life. And this first 1,000 days is considered a critical window for brain development, since it reaches approximately 80% of its adult weight. And that early brain development can affect mental health and cognitive function throughout life. So we really want to take our nutrition very seriously at this time and give the body what it needs to support optimal development and function.
Well, you've said this very nicely and very thoroughly. It's such an important subject. And I'm reminding our listeners that the body is dynamic. Except for the enamel on your teeth, the rest of the cells in the body replace themselves. And as they die off, cells are replaced. And that's even up until about 21 to 25 years old. From 25 years old and on, we break down but do not replace as efficiently. And this is called aging. It's called built-in apoptosis, cell death, built-in cell death. And so this is a reminder that just providing it at one point in time is not going to be enough, because if you stopped eating altogether, you certainly wouldn't do well. So we really need to be conscientious about providing the diversity of nutrients in the diet and the plant source nutrients here that we're talking about right now are very, very important. Keep the conversation going, Dr. Thomas. This is interesting.
Absolutely. And so, you know, these fat-soluble nutrients, it's funny, we get them from plants, as you mentioned. We get them, they're these yellow, orange, and red pigments that are made by plants, algae, and photosynthetic bacteria. And certainly they have these antioxidant properties, but also these light absorbing properties. And it's important in these photosynthetic bacteria organisms, because we know that light, they utilize light to produce energy and oxygen. And of course, they're exposed to, they're susceptible to light induced oxidative damage as well. And so these pigment molecules, these carotenoids are having a similar function within the plants and protecting them against this light-induced oxidative stress so that they can be healthy and function properly. And that's the same thing with our brain. And as you mentioned, these nutrients are preferentially deposited in the eyes and brain, but they're also present in fat-soluble neural membranes throughout the body. So I mentioned in circulating lipoproteins, we hear about low-density lipoprotein cholesterol oxidation is not being good. Well, these can be in those membranes as well, protect against that oxidative damage to those membranes. And so you're getting them from the diet. They're accumulating within these body tissues. But as you mentioned, these tissues are routinely turned over. And, of course, they're turned over at different rates. So, unfortunately for the eyes and the brain, those aren't turned over at a rate similar to, say, something like your intestinal tissue or your liver.
Yes.
And they're also not particularly rich in these antioxidant enzymes that we have, so our built-in defenses. And thus, essentially, I feel like nature has found a way and found these very, very effective fat-soluble antioxidants that it can get from the environment through our diet and utilize those effectively to help protect those particularly vulnerable tissues. And so as these tissues are turned over, or even just the fatty acids like DHA within the tissues, maybe it gets damaged, it gets used, and needs to get replaced, right? And so by getting it a continuous supply in our diet, we're giving our body the building blocks it needs to replace and turn over these tissues so that you always will maintain a good high level.
Well, very well said, and we're going to carry our conversation forward in the next segment. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We will be right back with more interesting information from Dr. Anthony Thomas. We'll be right back, folks. Hang in there.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And I also want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next week for more information on healthy living. We try to give you the information you need all about you and your health. Now, we're talking with Dr. Anthony Thomas, Director of Scientific Affairs for Gero Formulas, and our subject is important nutrients for eye health. We've been talking about lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesoxanthin, and these are carotenoids that are important in the retina and the macula of the eye. So, Dr. Thomas, there are some drops that parents can use for development, a healthy development of the retina and the macula area. So can you talk about those?
Right. So we recently launched a new product. It's called Lutein Plus Kids Drop. It's a convenient oil-based dropper solution. They use medium-chain triglycerides, which is a type of fat that's naturally found in breast milk. And as I mentioned earlier, they're starting to add lutein to some infant formulas, but again, this is not routine, and infant formula is not nearly as effective as breast milk with regard to absorption by the infant from the diet. And so you may need higher levels when getting it from sources beyond breast milk, and the amount in breast milk, of course, is dependent on mom's intake. And so these drops are a really convenient and nice way to incorporate lutein either in additional into breast milk directly. Mom can use it, just incorporate it into foods. You probably won't even know it's there. It's tasteless. And I actually currently use it. I put it into my son's, I'll make him yogurt and mix it with different goodies in the morning or like an oatmeal. And he eats it up, and it makes me feel good knowing that he's getting this critical nutrient to support his brain development. And unfortunately, again, mom needs to consume it for it to be in the breast milk, or it needs to be fortified into the diet, because often solid foods that are introduced to infants in the first year of life, such as apples and pears, sweet potatoes, carrots, none of these vegetables and our fruits are high in lutein. They're not good sources of lutein. So this is a convenient way to incorporate lutein into the diet of infants, toddlers, and children. And, you know, as well as adults, we do have other formulas for adults, which is, you know, a soft gel that you can swallow. I use that. But again, the drops are really meant to be a convenient way to incorporate it into the diet easily and ensure that these populations are getting exposed to this critical nutrient at critical times.
Well, it is important, and as you emphasized and we talked about, they're important to many tissues and to antioxidant protection throughout the body. It's always interesting to me about the connection between the eyes and the brain. When you look at the retina and the macular area, for certain conditions, you can find out what's going on in the body, and it's somewhat of a picture of what can be happening in the brain. And I'm not sure people are aware of that connection. We talk about the gut-brain connection, but the brain-eye connection is extremely important. So I thank you for covering this subject. What else do our listeners need to know about eye health? What you've talked about is very thorough and probably new to many people. It always bothers me that the companies are so late adding what's an important nutrient to the formulas, and this has been going on since formulas were developed and there were problems. Number one, they don't really know everything that's in breast milk, so they don't really try to imitate it. They try to do the best they can, and it's better than it used to be, but it takes such a long time. It took a long time to get the omega-3s in the formulas, despite decades of research and studies showing slow or lower IQ levels in infants on formulas compared to those infants getting breast milk. So it's a little bit frustrating. I'm always glad when these positive changes are made, but it always seems like they're behind the times. So let's talk about what else is good for eye health.
Well, you know, if I can comment on something you said, I think it's very important, and that's that, you know, we often hear about breast milk being the perfect nutrition for a developing infant, and it's this highly complex food source for infants, and it's dynamic, too. It actually changes in composition over different stages of lactation. And again, with infant formula, at first they thought it was just really important to get the basics in there, the macronutrients, and they would try to reflect levels in breast milk. And I think more and more they're finding out more about breast milk, and they're realizing how important these critical nutrients are, and they're trying to incorporate all these different things into infant formula, but you just can't. I don't think they'll ever be able to recapitulate breast milk. And this is not to make women feel bad, and I have personal experience with it now because my wife breastfed, and it can be very difficult to initiate breastfeeding. Often in our society, you know, we say we promote breastfeeding, but it can be very difficult. A lot of moms work now, so they may not be able to breastfeed or may not be able to breastfeed for as long or as much as we like. And as you mentioned, there's actually a nice positive correlation between length of breastfeeding and cognitive development. So the longer one breastfeeds, this typically leads to better cognitive outcomes. And of course, there's a difference, as you mentioned, between infant formula-fed babies and breastfed babies. And breastfed babies tend to show better cognitive development. And that's, again, because of all these critical nutrients. You highlighted the DHA. Well, now we've figured out that, hey, lutein might also be important, and now they're looking at various other components. So, again, lutein is not routinely supplemented into infant formula, and that was part of our inspiration. Well, hey, these developing babies need this nutrient, so let's provide it in a very convenient format for them to take. And of course, there's many other nutrients, as you mentioned, important. So vitamin A, we always hear about vitamin A for vision. And of course, there's a form of vitamin A that's essential to visual function. And through the diet, we would get it as a precursor, beta carotene, but not all beta carotene that we get in our diet is actually converted into vitamin A. And of course, that conversion is influenced by other nutrients as well. So, many nutrients are very important to visual function and visual performance in early life. Of course, is, as you mentioned, the visual system is a direct extension of the brain. And so visual performance in early life likely influences brain development. And we've long looked at, you know, environmental enrichment and visual cues to influence the development of the brain and its function. So.
Well, I always look at vitamin A and like to use the source from cod liver oil or one of the other fish oils as part of supplementation. And I also pay a lot of attention to zinc. As you may know, I'm involved in the treatment of people with autism, particularly kids. And one of the deficiencies, the prime deficiencies among those with autism is zinc. Has to do with sensory development, taste, vision, amino acid, metabolism, immunity. We can go on and on. But zinc delivers vitamin A to the eye, to the retinal tissues. And if zinc is deficient, then that interferes with the eye tissues, the retinal tissues, the macula, getting what they need to function. And so we always look at that. We look at zinc and we do, you know, we measure, we do sophisticated testing so we know what nutrients are deficient. So here again, we have zinc being an important part of glucose control, eye health. Sensory development, it has a broad range of functions and affects about 350 enzymes in the body that we know of. I always have to say that. That's all we know. There may be 3,050 enzymes dependent because we learn every year something new. Do you have just a minute to give a little more information before we sign off for going to the next segment?
Well, I think that was a perfect demonstration of the interrelationship between these nutrients and how they work together in the body. And so, you know, we can think of them in isolation, but really they're functioning together. And so if you're limited in one, even if you're getting sufficient amounts of the other, that may not be functioning to its capacity because of the other one that's limiting its use in the body. And so we really need to think of our nutrition as a whole and not of these individual nutrients.
And I thank you for saying this because I'm always emphasizing that when we recommend supplementation, we start one nutrient or one type of combined nutrients one at a time. Not to see if they work, just to see if they're tolerated, because it takes a while, like building interest. You don't put your money in and call the next day and say, how much interest did I earn? And I explain to people, if you see no improvement or if you see improvement, you continue. You only stop a supplement if you have a problem with it. And too many people say, well, we tried that for a week. It didn't work. They're expecting nutrients to function like we expect medicines to function, and they don't. And it is so critical. I call this the stew of putting together the nutrients. You don't put a carrot in the water and get disappointed because it's not a stew. You have to add the other components. My favorite analogy or metaphor is a football team. You can send a quarterback out to play against the other team. He'll lose every time, and you can then determine that quarterbacks don't work. And that's why when research is accomplished on nutrients, they need to have the team that nutrient needs to function in order to have a sensible outcome. So having said that, listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more information from Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I try to bring you a really wide variety of good information all about you and your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and tune in next week at 10 AM for more information on healthy living. We have been having a fantastic discussion with Dr. Anthony Thomas. He's Director of Scientific Affairs for Gero Formulas. And our subject is eye health. And we've talked at great length about the importance of nutrients in the health of the eye and vision. What I would like to know, and Dr. Thomas is the person to answer this, what happens in individuals who are blind? And I know you have done some research, so share that with us, please, Dr. Thomas.
Yeah, so my research at UCLA, actually, before joining the Gero team, looked at basically disrupting the light-dark cycle and how that can negatively impact one's metabolism. And I was specifically looking at diabetes, but, you know, we talked about some of the damaging effects light can have directly on the eye, but it's exposure to light at inopportune times. So such as at night when it's supposed to be dark, we've essentially conquered the night with all of our artificial light. And as we mentioned, most of our media technology, these smartphones, tablets, I mean, people will look at it right up until they go to bed. And even if you close your eyes, there's specific cells that can perceive the presence of light, and that will strongly suppress melatonin production. And people think of melatonin as this important signaling molecule for sleep, but in reality, it's important for overall health and metabolism because it coordinates the metabolism of various tissues since we've evolved and adapted to the light-dark cycle of the day. And so as diurnal animals, our bodies are basically primed to acquire nutrients during the day and utilize those nutrients in a certain way. And then as it gets dark, our body is adapting and preparing for nutrients not to come into the system. And this is when melatonin starts to increase. But of course, in modern societies, we've conquered the night with light. So we have light exposure at night. We suppress melatonin production and we're often eating well into the evening. And this, of course, can lead to miscommunication between your organs and lead to dysfunctional metabolism. And they've found that what they call circadian disruption, but you'll see this in, say, shift workers or people that work late and have more nocturnal lifestyles. They go out late or stay out late on the weekends, social jet lag, that's what they call that one, that these people actually have higher risk for various metabolic diseases and cancer. So we know how important light exposure is. And you had mentioned blindness. I've found that some people that are blind can actually still have functioning cells for perception of light. They might see shades. And so that will help coordinate that internal circadian rhythm, whereas others don't. And then using something like melatonin as a cue is important. So my research actually looked at providing melatonin to rodents, which were exposed to light 24/7, and that really messes them up because they're nocturnal. They're used to, their night is our day, and so if you turn the lights on and don't turn them off, well, this messes up their metabolism. And we found that if you give melatonin at the same time, you know, when we think it would be night to them, it actually really helped improve their metabolic health and risk for diabetes, actually.
Well, that's very interesting. I knew there was a lot of interesting research on blindness, light exposure, and I know there's a lot of pressure on people, especially those in optometry and ophthalmology. They are very concerned about the impact on the eyes. We don't blink. We've got that blue light. We're not using protective eyeglasses or something to protect our screens. So our exposure is significant and it's a huge concern. And that's interesting that some people do perceive light and can see shadows. Light, you know, if the room is light or the room is dark, but not very clear as far as seeing individuals. So they would benefit from support to the eye tissues. That's interesting to me as well, and probably should be of great interest to the community that has impaired vision. So thank you for bringing that up. So in the final 5 minutes that we have left, what else would you like to share with listeners with regard to overall health? We talked about the impact of these antioxidants that are so important for the brain and the eye, but they are also important for other systems. And recently, I read some information that we look at glucose. Let's talk about glucose in the eye and how it accumulates in the retina and can contribute to poor vision and ultimately to blindness. I don't think we've talked about that on the show. And I just read an article that talked about it increases the risk for Alzheimer's. And here we have, again, the brain being affected by something the eyes are affected by. Can you enlighten us on that, Dr. Thomas?
Well, this is a subject near and dear to my heart, too, as a former diabetes researcher. So blood sugar control, very critical for the body. And of course, today we see an epidemic of obesity, insulin resistance, and diabetes. And this leads often to elevated levels of blood sugar and more variable blood sugar, which can lead to oxidative stress in our body. And oxidative stress is inherently linked to inflammation. And of course, these are playing causative roles in most chronic diseases and neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, as you mentioned. They'll often refer to that as like type 3 diabetes, essentially.
Yes.
It's when, so before cognitive decline generally occurs, what they see is that there's a reduced uptake and ability to use glucose or the common sugar that circulates in our body by the brain. And this is before you start seeing deficits in cognitive function as we age. And that's important because unlike many other tissues, neural tissues such as the eye and brain, they run almost solely on glucose. So they're not burning fat for fuel. People are really into the keto diet right now. Well, ketones are actually the only other nutrients that the central nervous system can use as an alternative source of energy to glucose, which is why they're actually seeing some potential cognitive benefits as we age of supplementing with something, say, as medium chain triglycerides, because it promotes the production of ketones by the liver. But glucose is this critical nutrient used by neural tissues. And of course, when it's elevated for prolonged periods because of dysfunction, metabolic dysfunction in the body, this often can lead to oxidative stress and damage proteins in various molecules in cells, and then, of course, perturb their function. And one of the things that happens, they find in people with, say diabetes as an example of poor blood sugar control, is that they start to see neuropathy and degeneration of nerve cells, and they start to lose feeling in their periphery. And part of that is because of their circulation. And so we know circulation is critically important in the delivery of blood and nutrients to neural tissue like the eye, like the brain, because it has this constant high demand for oxygen. And of course, if it's not getting enough oxygen and you see this oxidative stress, then you can damage that supply. And this is often related also in the eye to loss of visual function. And so often when we think about nutrients that are important for supporting eye health, we think of nutrients that have antioxidant properties and also support circulation, particularly like these microvessels, these very small vessels that innervate deep into the tissue versus like these big arteries we think of for cardiovascular disease. But you need to support all these little vessels that deliver the nutrients to the various cells. And the eye is particularly rich in these capillaries. And so you see diabetic neuropathy and vision loss is often associated with people that have very poor blood sugar control as diabetics. And so these are all areas that are related back to controlling blood sugar, as you mentioned.
Well, thank you. That is very helpful. And I think you said it very well. We'll have you back on the show in the future. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Thomas.
I look forward to it, Dana. Thank you for having me. And if people want more information, please go to jarroonline.com or just jarro.com for more information.
Okay, thank you. And I want to remind you of one of my favorite phrases is you are to be what you're now becoming. And that means every day you can make a decision that changes the direction, the trajectory of your life. And I am adding to that, may you love what you do and do what you love and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. So I just want to say, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.